I invest in four things. And just four things. My investment strategy is actually super simple. I think most people's investment strategy is super simple. When it gets complicated, when there's lots of moving parts, this is where you're gonna run into trouble. So here are the four things I invest in. You're gonna have to find your own, and you don't even need four. I invest in four because at different times in my life, I had obviously different, you know, amounts of money available to me to invest. And so I don't typically invest in all four of these at the same time. I may be investing in two, but you need periods where you're kind of focused on one. So first and foremost, I invest in myself. This could be going to college. This could be learning a technical skill. But I didn't go that route. A lot of you know I went to the military. So when I say invest in myself, I'm talking about training, books, courses, you know, researching things on YouTube. And so time is a form of investment, meaning you spend time researching things. And let's say you're trying to understand investing in real estate or the stock market or building a business or how to manage your child, you know, how to be a better parent. And so taking the time to do that, to be a better person, to figure out how to get your credit score better or where to buy the best insurance, these are investments of time. And so you need to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself could include repairing your own house. It always shocks me when I hear people call into Dave Ramsey and something as simple as painting their house is like this big ordeal. You know, I paint houses all the time. I worked till a little past midnight last night painting the inside of a house. And so I don't know how having your house painted becomes an issue where you have to call in on a national radio show to figure out where to get the money to paint the house, which a painter is going to quote you at $3,000-$4,000, or you could just spend $300-$400, buy the paint, get some brushes and a scraper. So this is just a situation where this person hasn't invested in themselves. They haven't spent any time to research it, figure out, are these skills hard? And if they would just spend that time, if they would make that time investment, they could accomplish this goal for much less. And you know my belief, money not going out, look, is the same as money coming in. So you can invest in yourself. That's one, right? You might hear some cars. I'm outside. Number two thing that I invest in, because I started first investing in myself. I've spent at least $100,000 in my lifetime on courses and books and seminars and all that stuff. Number two, your own business, your own side hustle. You've got to have something that you do on the side. You cannot have one income stream and make it in this world. You will never become rich in 7 to 10 years if you only have one income stream, unless you live super, super frugal. Then you might pull that off. But the number two thing that you can invest in is your own business, a side hustle, getting better equipment. If you're painting on the side, you know, getting the good sprayer. If you're mowing yards on the side, you know, getting the trailer and getting the lawnmower, these could be investments. Not buying a brand new $50,000 truck and taking on massive debt. That's not an investment. All right? Borrowing money is not an investment. That's taking on debt. That's a different conversation. But saving up money and paying cash for a truck, that very well could be an investment in your business if you're using the truck to make money, right? So let's clarify that. Debt is not an investment. The down payment on the debt, you know, in the case of real estate, that's a little different because it's backed by an asset. But I'm talking about buying computers and phones and things. You know, buying a new phone, spending $1,000 could be an investment. I told you that for me right now, two of the main things that I invest in, stocks and real estate, they're overpriced. And so there's no investment for me. And so I've had some cash accumulate that I'm looking to invest because I like to find a home for my money, or someone else will take it to their house. And what ultimately was going to give me the best return and was actually going to double my money was, instead of investing in a house or a stock, I invested it in books I could sit down and calculate over a one-year period, how many books do I sell? So my book, The Money Flow, last year we gave away 2,000 books in 1 year. Well, I'm paying $3 a book. So 2,000 times, you know, let's use 1,000 because I'm not very bright. So that's $3,000, right? Just kidding. 6,000 on 2,000. But you get my point. But when I talked to my printer and I said, hey, if I ordered a, you know, a shit ton of books, how many would I have to order to get it down to like $1 or $1.50? And it came out to like $1.20, but let's keep it at $1 to keep the math simple. So that's $2 per book savings. But in order to do that, I got to order, you know, 3,000 books instead of 1,000 books. And so that's a clear, that's an investment in my business that will give me a return over the next year to 2 years. But it doubles my money because it saved me on the, you know, having to order every 6 months and the price savings. So money not going out is the same as money coming in. That's a return where I invest in my own business. Could be computers. Just make sure that the investment is actually going to make you more money. And then in that situation, that actually affects my bottom line, is literally every single day these books are going out. And so the day that these books arrive at my office, the moment that first book goes out, that was a, you know, we're seeing an instant return on that money right away. So that's an example of investing in your own business. The number two thing that I invest in is dividend paying stocks. I personally do not buy stocks that don't pay dividends. I personally, if it doesn't pay a dividend, I don't buy it. Why? Because I want a little drip. I want a little cash flow on every asset. See, my goal when I'm an old man is to own hundreds of assets and every single one of them pay me money every month or every quarter. That's my goal. That's the empire that I'm building. I want to turn myself into a hedge fund. See what I'm saying? I want to turn my family into a family who they don't worry about bills. What they're worried about is doing great things. I want my son to put his focus on becoming great, not paying rent. And I can set him up to do that. So that's my goal there. So I invest in dividend stocks. Super simple, super easy. Don't have to be a financial advisor. That's all bullshit. You can, one, if you invested yourself, remember we talked about that time, you did some investigation, you bought some courses, you bought some books, and you understood how the mechanics of the market work, right? I didn't say you bought penny stocks. I didn't say you bought marijuana stocks. I didn't say you bought Bitcoin. I didn't say you bought penny, you know, none of that options, none of that bullshit. Just good old fashioned blue chip stocks that pay dividends, right? And if you're like me, you want to buy them when they're underpriced. So I invest in myself. I invest in my business and I invest in cash flowing dividend paying stocks. And the fourth and final thing that I personally invest in is real estate. I look for underpriced single family homes. I buy them, I go in, I fix them up. I then put renters in them. And my goal with each house is to have $100 to $200 positive cash flow. That's always been my goal, above my holding cost. That's my goal. Now, you'll have people analyze that and say, well, you should do this and you should do that and you need this. And they don't own as many houses as I own. So my strategy is super simple. The way I buy stocks is super simple. The way I do business is super simple. And the way I invest in myself is just super simple. You don't need an advisor. You don't need a lawyer. You don't need any of that stuff. This is just a super simple strategy that follows rule number one, which is never lose money. And that's the four things that I personally invest in.